Good afternoon. What a great crowd we have here today. I'd like to welcome everybody to the regular committee meeting of the Finance Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call's been called. Let the record show all members are present.
Awesome. This is the time for public comments. If you have something that you would like to discuss within reference to the finance and to finances, this would be a good time to do it, as long as it's not an agendized item. If it's an agendized item, we will call on you when that item is called. Is there anybody online?
There is not.
Okay, and I see no hands raised in the room. So let us move forward to the consent calendar.
I make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
And I will second that so it carries. And I would like to welcome our esteemed finance manager, Margaret, to give us a her presentation, her bi-monthly presentation.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Look forward to sharing this information with you. As it's brought up onto screen here. So again, this is the financial results through April 2026. So we will share out the budget versus actual, as well as share out any activities that we have been going on in this past quarter, and then what's to look ahead as we round out our year ending here in June 30th. So first up, we've got our financial results for the county zone. And you can see from here that we're a little different than the budget. And that is because we've had some special capital projects where the county has additional funding for those projects. One of them that has been mentioned before, but the Regatta Park is a good example of one of those items. But throughout the time, there could be, a fix to a certain park or a certain landscape that they are able to provide funding to us, and we were able to do that work for them. So you see that information that's there. We are working on addressing the difference between revenues and expenses so that shouldn't be a cost to us. And so I think it's a timing difference, but that's still under review, and we'll have that certainly addressed by the end of the fiscal year. So with that, I'll take us to the next slide. So the next slide, we begin our discussion on water. As you see here, our water is slightly below budget. And again, that is looking more specifically into the water charges line. So this is the actual usage of water. So we do anticipate that due to the weather, we haven't quite seen it as hot as it needs to be where people are seeing themselves watering. And so we are seeing some reduced sales there. Seeing that this has been sort of a trend throughout the year, we did sort of make that adjustment when we put together the 26 and 27 budget so that we can make sure that we're right-sizing, if you will, our revenues to the actual experience that we're having. Otherwise, you can see that the numbers are really lining up fairly well across the line. As I've shared in previous months, the capacity and connection fees, we don't know when those fees are coming in from the developers. To date, through April, we've seen $165,000 come through. And those funds, as they're received, are set aside into our designated fund for that purposes and will be used for future capital projects.
I got a question.
Yes, please.
Why do we just have that many fewer people paying their water bill these days? Why is the actual water and meter install? We should know what the meter installation fee should be the same. We know how many
Yeah.
houses we're charging, and yet it's $50,000 under budget. How come?
Yeah, so that one there, and this could be something to, as you know, we have also done a system implementation. And so it could be that because we are collecting what we need to collect on that. I do anticipate that in further review, and again, as we approach the end of the fiscal year, some of the other items that are falling out, such as this one here, will be assessed to see that we are more closely aligned to the budget than what we are showing here, because we are collecting our $8.01 per meter. So.
Okay, just kind of weird because that's a set fee. I can understand the water charges might be varying because people are using more or less water. We had a little cooler top period of time or whatever, but the water meters didn't seem to make sense. But okay, that's good.
Yes. Thank you for that awareness of that one item. So, all right. So let's go on to the next slide, which is the expenses for the water system. So the next slide will show again, we are looking at our budget versus actual again through April. So it's a prorated budget as it relates to our various line items here. The most notable one, because you can see that overall, when you take our revenue and expenses, we are showing a loss through April. And the most notable item, like I said, is the system maintenance line item. So this is the repairs that you might have, emergency repairs that you might have to your distribution lines. But it also could be some minor equipment purchases that are necessary, pumps and motors and that types of thing for our treatment facilities. And so, in discussion with management, we're more closely watching those numbers for the duration of the year to ensure that we are, really adhering to just the true, immediate emergencies, and for those that can be, viewed at some later time, then that would be the opportunity to address them at that moment. Because we want to make sure that we are, meeting our revenue requirement as stated by the bonds, which is a 1.20 coverage. To that end, what this shows is April revenues, just to, as a point of fact, is our fixed charges. And so we have 95% of our revenues through April. The remaining 5% will come in the month of June. It's estimated that to be around 113,000 or so. So you can see that we'll sort of, if all else stays equal, we'll see ourselves, sort of in a positive position at the end of the year. But again, one of those things that we'll want to monitor as we hit the final weeks here within the fiscal year. So otherwise, most of the line items, again, is aligning up to sort of the costs that we've anticipated. But it's that one line item there that we see. We have made both our bond payments through the, for the fiscal year, although this only reflects actually only up through April since we made our June 1st payment in the month of in month of May. So it doesn't is not actually reflected in this number here. So, but it will be by the end of the year. So
Okay.
with that, we'll go on to the next slide, which is our wastewater system. And again, doing well here. Again, still looking into sewer charges. Again, it could be just how things through the transition got coded versus the way we were coding it before. And so, but you see, we're slightly higher in that area there. But otherwise, you can see we have $442,000 worth of capacity and connection fees, again, similar to the water side, which is we'll set aside those funds to be used for future capital projects. But overall, you can see we're doing quite well there in our revenues, 7.45 million versus the 6.7. So certainly that has helped us set aside funds for future projects that will be forthcoming next fiscal year. So with that, we'll go to the next slide. Which is the expense side. Similarly, again, we're doing very well, very close in comparison to most of the line items here. And so the one area that of focus is really just some of the lines are lower than what we anticipated. So is there an anticipation that there's any costs that are coming up? I don't see necessarily anything. But I will say for not only wastewater and water, we are with the board's approval of the Veolia agreement and the new costs associated with it, we are reconciling those amounts and making sure that they are being captured in the correct fiscal year. Since that agreement just came into play, we want to make sure we're capturing those dollars in the right year. So that could have some impact here, but overall, you can see the wastewater system is doing well in comparison to budget of 2.4 million versus the 1.4. And again, most of that is coming from the revenue side of the shop. So moving forward, we can go to our Zone 8. Zone 8 is our community center and our landscape areas within Discovery Bay, with the exception of Ravenswood area. And so here, overall, you see revenues of about 1.4 million versus the 1 million. There are a couple areas here just to make note of. Again, we've been receiving some fees from developers for not only the capacity and connection fee, but also the community center and the park enhancement fee. So those dollars certainly can be used for future capital projects, and we have identified some for in next fiscal year's budget for that use. But aside from that, we also did get some contributions in there, one for the pickleball court conversion, which was about $120,000, and then another $150,000 that came in for the county, for the community center. Now that we've got the one project done for the year, I will let you know that we have reflected the full amount of the 150 in this dollar amount. We will defer a portion of that funds because they're not all utilized in the same year. And so we'll reduce the revenues this year so that they are made available next year to then offset against the associated cost with it. So an accounting treatment, if you will. So you will see our number dip, but it's only because of the fact that those dollars will be spent next fiscal year and use those dollars. But otherwise, again, we're in a good position, but it's because of these external funding that has helped support the Zone 8 community here.
So I have a question for you. We budgeted $63,000 for community center program fees, but we're
Yes.
only at 35. That can't be from the pool yet, is it?
No,
Why is
it
it so much lower?
yeah, so part of it, of course, is the pool, because normally we would have some dollars here in the month of May. Actually, no, this would be through April. So, but yeah, the revenues are definitely lower. I can look into that number for you and get back to you as to, what's driving that. There was, there was expectation of certain things happening that didn't materialize. But let me get back to you so I get a better answer for you.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm just making a note for myself. All right, so next slide is the expenses portion of it. We are seeing some savings within our capital, I'm sorry, our total expenses, and that's largely attributed to the fact that we had some planned projects, what we refer to as capital outlay on the schedule here. And that had to do with community center and landscape projects, and we're going to do a project up in the front by the front entrance. But so those projects have been sort of placed on hold unless there was an external funding source for this year. And so that's where you'll see most of the differences coming from. But otherwise, we're tracking again fairly close to what the budget is, and anticipating that, again, we will end the year well. But that is because of some decisions made by the board to how we're going to handle some of our costs here until we look at the overall picture of what we're doing with Zone 8. Since we are limited in funds, experience or have lots of needs, if you will, and so how to balance those two is really at the question at hand. And I know a special Parks and Rec meeting will be handled later this month to address some of, to begin start addressing some of those questions. But with that said, we're ending the year, I think, on a positive note, and that really will set us up for future success as we contemplate the decisions here in Zone 8. All right, we'll go to Zone 9 next. Zone 9, again, we're tracking just right on budget. Kind of nice when you just got a few line items here. Again, the assessment income is coming where it needs to be. Our interest income is coming down a little bit than anticipated. And again, it's largely due to the fact that we had lower anticipated interest rates, come through than what we anticipated. But we are more than, fine as it relates to just the overall picture. When we look at our expenses again, we're slightly above budget. But again, I would say with the end of the year, we will be in a positive position. And the funds that we see here, that net revenues over expenses, will be set aside so that as future ideas and plans are identified for Zone 9, we'll have the funding available for it. So last year, for instance, last fiscal year, we did a fair amount of projects relating to a landscape project, but also the the splash pad over at Ravenswood Park. Those were, some bigger projects that, were able to take some of that funding and use it there. And so we're just now slowly starting to build that back up to do the next big project. So that's where we stand on Zone 9. And then we can go to the next slide, which gets into
Hold
some.
on,
Yes,
hold on.
please.
Before we move away from those slides, I, you know me, I'm a nerd for numbers and I can't stand anomalies. And unfortunately, these pages aren't numbered, so I can't refer you to specific pages. But if we look at the interest income, new item for us in the last couple of years is interest income. So when I
Yes.
look at the very first one, which is general, which shows an interest income of 2236 as opposed to a budget of 5,000. In my head, I go, okay, when we budgeted, interest rates were higher. Makes perfect sense that they're going to be lower and not a big deal. But then I go to the next page and it's about the same, 210 to 214 when you look at the interest for the water thing. Then you go to wastewater and it's $130,000 more
Yeah.
for interest income, which I'm like, well, how did that happen? Then I
Yeah.
go to all the zones. And again, they're less. Why did we
Yes.
make so much more interest on wastewater than was budgeted?
Yes. Happy to answer that question. So in the planning for fiscal year 25-26, we did anticipate that we would have certain capital projects that would happen. And so there was the plan to, if we had $1 million, we were going to use half of it. So half a million, so let me use 2 million and 1 million. It's just easier. So I thought we had $2 million in the bank where we're going to use $1 million in the bank. And so I was estimating that we were only earning interest on the 1 million. And so that's what I had budgeted for. In reality, that funding that we were going to be using for those capital projects hasn't gone out of our bank account yet. And so,
Okay.
as a result of that, then I'm still earning money on that money because the money hasn't been spent yet. So,
So it was because the balance in that particular account remained higher than we anticipated.
correct. Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was true for both water and wastewater. Zone 8 and Zone 9, we didn't really have that much intention, if you will, on spending some of those dollars. And that's why you see a little bit different there. So,
But all of our accounts are down 2 or 3% anyway, so you would expect there to be
yeah, I
less.
had estimated some decline. It just declined more than I thought. So, but yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, great question. All
So
right.
now we can go
So,
to capital projects. Go ahead.
yeah, so on capital projects, again, these are our costs up to date for our capital projects. So for our mobile modular, it's been little costs that have been happening as we're waiting for some decisions all about the permits. And once those permits go, you can start to see these numbers definitely rise up, if you will, once we start, been able to move forward on that project. Where we stand here for Well, 8 is at 5.6 million as of April 30th. Again, the project is nearing completion. I know that you'll probably hear it. Actually, I know you'll be hearing an update at the water wastewater meeting, but essentially it's nearing completion. We should see something by the end of the summer towards that end. The Marina Underwater Crossing, it was a project that was completed earlier this year. Just we'll recognize that at the end of this fiscal year into our asset books. Cathodic protection is another one you're going to be hearing about closing out that project. And so those are what the cost overall for cathodic protection. Solar project is another project that is waiting for permit approval. Once we have that, we'll move forward on that. And I know Sandpoint, they're just getting to the point of final design review. And so you'll hear more about that soon. And if not, more so in the new fiscal year. So with that, next slide takes us on to the wastewater projects. And so we had our village lift station. This was a project that was completed probably at the beginning of the fiscal year. And so that's been out there along with the lift station upgrades. And the miscellaneous projects, it's a misnomer in the fact that it's not just random little, it's just a bunch of little projects that have all been grouped together. But these have been the costs for engineering services. I know that they're getting close to as well the final design on that, and you should be hearing more coming up on as it relates to that project and their intentions to move forward on a number of these smaller projects altogether to get them all completed in next fiscal year.
Okay.
Landscape projects, we don't have anything currently. Again, the board made a decision kind of to take a pause on that as we explore opportunities there. And then community center and parks, we had the pickleball co court conversion. This is where I mentioned we got the $120,000 from Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports towards that project. And then the community center synthetic turf, this is the one that I mentioned that we got county funds, and so we've used 100 of that 150,000. We used 53,000 towards the synthetic turf that's right by the courts, and then the balance of that will go into next year. My understanding is that the intention is to use it for some pool shades and some other things around the pool and the community center. So we will make good use of those county funds next year as well. Going towards the next slide, this talks a little bit more about our debt. As I mentioned, our June 1st interest payment, nothing was done as of through April, but I will let you know that we did make our bond payments in the month of May. So we're all paid up for the year. And so we'll see those numbers there. And then again, we'll start paying our principal and interest here coming up in December. And just a thing of note on the very bottom of the slide there, water construction proceeds. As of April, we had about 0.8 remaining. I think we're now down to about 0.3. So you can definitely tell that we're starting to really get towards the end of this project and those funds being utilized for that purpose.
Read my mind. That means that's monies that was in the bond to be used specifically for projects that we borrowed against, and now we've almost completely spent it all. Is that correct?
Yes, and specifically, we received $5 million for the Well 8 project. We
What did we
received
extend that
$13 million toward
six
the
years?
D-Night
Well, that's too
project,
good.
and that $5 million is, so
Okay.
4.2 has been going towards that project that you saw. The overall cost of about 5.6 as of April. So,
Got it.
All right. Next slide. This takes us to my final slide in this area here, which is, what activities have I done? With the team here in the month of well, since I last reported to you in April, but essentially we have completed our utility billing implementation, although we're still working through some other items there. But we are happy to say that at least that we've moved that process along and are fine-tuning, if you will, some of those things there, what you've learned sort of from the outgrowth of putting in a new system. And we will have more of that coming up as more information as far as timing and all that is there, and we'll be working with our AGM to help get that communicated out to our community and our customers there. We also made preparations, and as you know, we met on maybe 5th to talk about the budget workshop for 26-27. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the agenda here as well. And then upcoming is we have one more module left on our implementation, and that is fixed assets. So that's scheduled for later here in June, and that will get all of those records that we have into the system, and helps us with some of our accounting treatment that we need to have, depreciation, all that, and tracking of those items. And so the schedule's ready to go and be imported, if you will, just waiting for the consultant to meet with us to talk about how it works. And then I'll just say, the next two items are, here for discussion today, as well as the rest of this month, which is, looking forward to the board's consideration of the adoption of the 26-27 budget. As well as we did work with Herwit Engineering to begin and complete, actually, by this point, his engineer's report for Zone 9 to determine what the assessment rate will be. And again, we have an action item on that today. And then finally, we've met with the auditors to talk about the interim audit and the beginning of the process there. We also have a discussion item on that one as well. I will leave it at that, and be happy to answer any other questions you have.
You have anything?
I don't.
I have a clarification on. I usually don't respond too much to social media posts, but there's been a few posts with regards to the billing transition, and people are not understanding that. But I didn't understand it. I called in and talked to somebody, what was the gal's name I spoke to?
Zuleika.
Yeah. And she explained it to me, and it made perfect sense once it was explained to me, because I was double billed. But because I'm automatic debit, it pretty much took care of itself eventually. I did go back to my bank, my April bill, and make sure that if, even though you had a confirmation number that said you pulled that money out of my account, you didn't. And so everything's cool. Apparently, for those people that pay with a check or in another matter that's not automatic, they're claiming that they're paying twice. We're assured that that isn't happening, correct?
So what I will say on that is, so what was this is one of those things that you uncover as you're going through this process. So there was a process behind the scenes, if you will, between the legacy system and our merchant services, that as we were posting updates from the merchant services, that there was this update that was also happening as it relates to those people that pay by check. On statement only, and we did not know that that was happening. And as a result of that, so when people were looking at their online and they said, "Hey, I thought I paid. I don't see it. I better pay because I'm a good steward. I want to make sure I'm pay on time," that they then paid on a bill, but then the check had not been reflected into that statement yet. And so that was something that, again, we've uncovered. So one of the things that we've talked about in trying to address that is, we want to be able to be in all in sort of one system instead of having three different systems all talk to one another. We're trying to get to one system. And so we're working with the software company to try to move up that timeline so that we can actually move towards the merchant services, so that even if you don't do merchant services, all of that will be there. There's a portal there that you can have like just in time. So if someone were to deposit, write a check and we deposit it today, it will be reflected in your account. There's no more uploads that you need to do. There's no more, there's no more waiting around for these things here. Because if someone's not there to upload the information, then it's not reflected into the account. And so, again, a few lessons learned as we went through this process. Like I said, unbeknownst to me, that there's this little hidden thing behind the scenes that was happening. Because I was like, I see everything deposits going in. I don't see checks going into the statement. And even though it doesn't show on their statement, it was happening behind the scenes. So we are working through it. And in discussions with management, one of the things is, as we're going through these little hiccups, if you will, if people are having issues, we're not gonna, there's trying to get these things, we're really being, aware of that and not charging any penalties associated with it as we are addressing the final issues relating to this implementation.
A couple of positive comments about that, if I may.
Yes,
First of
please.
all, there was plenty of people that said automatic debit, easy peasy, because you didn't nobody had a problem that did it. That, I mean, it perceptually a problem, but there was no problem. So that was nice. We had a lot of comments. People said just put it on automatic ACH or whatever, you know. And so that was good advice coming from the public, which I appreciate. And the second thing was that. And I actually remembered this from 3 seconds ago, which is really good. When I went to go check mine, I do believe I went through Ion Water to get to my account, and it showed me everything. I could look up any, I mean, I got in there and dug around, and great system. That part of it really liked a lot. It really, you didn't, I didn't, I did it on a Sunday when you guys weren't even in the office, so I could. So then Monday I made the call, but you know, I mean, it answered a lot of questions immediately. So I didn't go to bed going, well, why am I paying so much for my water?
Yeah.
So that's also a very, I've liked that system a lot. We're not changing anything there.
No, that ion water is essentially associated with our metering system. And so that allows us to sort of see what your usage is and all that. I do believe that as we move towards this what we refer to as Tyler payments, that you will have some I'll say high level oversight of like, hey, here's my usage of this year compared to last year, but it won't give you the level of detail that you will see with Ion Water, which is so it's a nice sort of 2-4 thing. But then the portal is going to be there available to anybody. So if you pay by check, pay by automatic withdrawal from my account, if you pay by credit card, it all of that is going to be more real time than it has ever been for Discovery Bay. So.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Do you have anything else? Absolutely. Thank you. I
You're
think that's
welcome.
it. Is that it for the meeting? Oh no, let me look at my agenda. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Let's go to discussion items. F1. That's you.
That's
It's
me
all
again.
you.
It's all me all day, at least for the next 20 minutes. All right. So the next item here is just to talk about our budget. Again, as I mentioned, we met with the board on May 5th to go through the budget presentation, share out on our assumptions, as well as the comparison of revenues and expenses from this year to last year. Also sharing out on something having to do with any capital expenditures that we have planned for the upcoming next 5 years, especially on water and wastewater. Since that time, the only two minor edits that I've made is that we have more refined information, if you will, as it pertains to our Zone 8 ad valorem tax that we get. So I was able to, the state comes out with their information, able to determine that calculation. You'll see that at the June 17th board meeting. Unfortunately, the assumption that I used and what the calculation was slightly less than what I anticipated. So again, I think the conversation at the special Parks and Recs meeting will be fruitful to kind of understand. I think it only went up $40,000 from last year to this year. Certainly, our costs are going up more than that. So we definitely want to understand what are our opportunities, if you will, going forward with Zone 8. And then on Zone 9, like I said, we completed the engineer's report. That engineer's report was able to tell me what the recommended rate will be. And so we updated the financials or the budget to reflect what that new number looks like, and then updated any related schedules from that. So with that being said, the action really here today is to set the public hearing for June 17th, 7 p.m. At this location, well, your location at 1601 Discovery Bay Boulevard, and that will come to the board tonight for a formal action, and then we will proceed forward with providing that appropriate notice out to the public about the public hearing for the budget on June 17th. And I believe that the discussion is just if there's any feedback on that, but otherwise we'll go to the board tonight.
That was all F1, correct?
Yes,
Yeah,
correct.
I think
F1.
that we definitely would be recommending that to the board. All right, F2,
So
you.
F2 is, like I said, it's just an annual process that we go through
Yeah.
for. Oh, sorry.
No, standard stuff. We do this every year. Yeah.
Yeah, we do it every year. So just to let you know, the result of this is that we're able to provide the budget information to Hurwit Engineering, who then prepared the engineer's report, which is attached for your reference. There is a resolution here for a notice of intent to proceed forward with the assessment rate. The assessment, based off of their calculations, will go up 3.8%, which is the cost of living increase that is allowed by the documentation for this program. That translates to about $33 per unit for the year. And that information, like I said, will go to the board as well tonight for us to have the notice of intent also to set the public hearing for June 17th, 7 p.m.
Also,
I'm good with that.
standard with that. Okay, F3.
On F3,
We talked about this at one. We already talked about this. I did.
you may have had a conversation. This is my
Okay.
first to bring it to the committee. So as part of going through the discussion of our audit interim, the audit firm and I had a discussion about the new software implementation and where we stand on that process. Since we use the software product heavily for our processes and internal controls and all that, the auditors will need to test those internal controls to ensure that they are still meeting the needs of segregation of duties and prevention of fraud. And so they have put together a proposal essentially that saying, we anticipate that it could be, additional 40 hours of work. And so we are just asking for a not to exceed of additional $6,500 to their agreement so that they can make sh demonstrate that they've done that review, give the that support, if you will, as part of the audit process. And so this here would adjust the fiscal year tw 24, tw I'm sorry, 25, 26 audit fee for an additional not to exceed amount, and they will charge us actual hours used, but not to exceed 40 hours.
It's like 3% or something of the total contract. Yeah,
Yes, and this item will also.
that makes perfect sense. We had somebody else came to us and asked for an increase for, oh, it was Gil, they asked for a percentage increase because of the new stuff we had coming on board. So that only makes sense. If they have to do more work, I guess we got to pay them more money.
Yeah, this item will also come to the board tonight for the board's approval. And then I will say we are at the end of our 3-year agreement. So I've been having discussions with our current auditors about looking forward to what they would recommend for the next 3 year. And so you might see that at a future board meeting or committee meeting before board meeting. So.
Okay, appreciate that. We get back to okay, F3. No, I do you have any future agenda items that you want to mention in particular?
Nope, I don't.
Margaret, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will, I think we're in agreement here that we will recommend as a committee all three of those items be positively addressed by the board. Thank you very much. And with
Thank you.
that, I can adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
See you
you.
tonight.